Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to the exclusive consultation portion of this episode. Find out more at thespirituallyaligned.com. I'm Harmony Quiker, licensed counselor, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, where I teach Gestalt therapy. I created this podcast to support therapists in exploring deeper dimensions in their work with clients. You'll notice that in each episode, my guest therapist stays anonymous. This is to preserve the anonymity of the client they present in our case consultation available on Patreon. In this episode of the Awaken Therapist podcast, I meet with a transpersonal therapist who specializes in working with neurodiversity and trauma. We consult about a case where the clinician feels like they're walking on eggshells, afraid of the client's emotional activation and trauma response. We explore how our own growth and increasing capacity directly impacts the work that we do with clients. I hope you enjoy this episode. I've been wondering, how has it been for you to bring Gestalt into your work with clients? I know you work with a neurodivergent population and complex trauma. How has it been to bring Gestalt therapy into your real life work with clients?
Yeah, it's been really, really great and helpful. I do a lot of parts work. I do find that I tend to bring in experiments more than any other type of Gestalt technique. And I guess one of the things that I'm hoping to get out of our conversation is some ideas about how to employ other techniques as well.
What experiments have you been experimenting with?
Yeah, so I do a lot of like empty chair and two chair mostly. So kind of, you know, starting from the bodily sensations and helping the client visualize their feelings.
Empty chair and two chair are, you know, so quintessentially Gestalt. Like, they're the thing that Gestalt is most well known for. And I wonder, with the population that you work with, how accessible that is, and if you've tried anything else, like if you've expanded beyond, like, for example, deepening into phenomenology and asking them to really speak from the body or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like with neurodivergent clients, it kind of goes one way or the other to the extreme. Either they have a ton of access to metaphor and all that kind of stuff, or there's like a disconnection from the body and a difficulty visualizing. And I know I have one client who has aphantasia, and I haven't yet tried to do any Gestalt with her, but I'm sure that'll be interesting when it happens. But yeah, I think one of the important things that I do is trying to use Gestalt techniques to help clients get more in touch with their bodily experience when they are dissociated. And I feel like that does tend to affect neurodivergent people a lot.
I'm thinking of a client I have who has ADHD, and it seems like each time we start to access something that is really important in understanding this person's inner map, they disassociate and their mind starts wandering and looking around. And I've found how effective and beautiful Gestalt is in that experience to stay in contact with the client as they leave and start searching and letting their mind wander and really making room for the wisdom of that design, as opposed to trying to make them be different and not have that. Like, to me, it seems like such a wise adaptive survival strategy. When I see that movement happen, I get really curious, like, where is the mind going? Where do you go when you leave? And can I stay in contact with you as you explore that realm?
That actually brings up a question for me. So I'm hearing that the way that you handle that is you stay present with the client. I have a client who, when we try to do Gestalt, she does that, but she does it by kind of spinning off into stories. She'll talk about, like, she'll start with the sensation and then kind of go off on mental content about it. And I'm wondering how you handle that.
I like to attune to what they're saying without going into the content. So for example, I might say something like, it seems like you're really searching for an answer right now. So getting to the essence of what's happening and then invite them back into their body.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's helpful.
I really love to expand my capacity over and over and over again to welcome a client exactly as they are. Like to express to them with every intervention that I have that I don't need you to be anything other than you are. There's no right way to be you. I'm here as a clear mirror of reflection so that we can understand and discover what it is that your deepest wisdom really is calling forth within you.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think this work is so synergistic. Like the more that I can expand my capacity to let go of any impulse to fix or change, the more effective I am. And so as a Gestalt therapist, who I am as a person really relates to who I am as a therapist. And I was wondering if you've noticed anything along those lines, like how has this work affected you personally?
I think what came to mind first is how me personally affects my work, which is that I tend to be a person who kind of cuts to the quick of things. Like I like to go deep quickly. So I notice that I have an impulse to do that with my clients. And I think sometimes, I think I'm mostly very attuned to where they're at, but I think sometimes I can push a little too hard. So there's that. But in terms of how the work affects my life, I kind of feel like it's just like deeply a part of my life. I feel so fulfilled by what I do, and boundaries are important. It's important to not let thoughts about clients interfere when I'm trying to live my life. But in a way, I kind of live and breathe it within reason, I guess.
I remember how hard that was for me as a new therapist when I would think about my clients and continue to process maybe with them or for them, who knows, but I was continuing to churn. And I realized in a moment that I wasn't sure if I was hearing their thoughts about me or if I was actually thinking about them. And it sort of opened up possibility for me to let go even more, just in the inquiry of that, the curiosity of that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to consider how transpersonal elements can impact the thoughts that we're having.
And so when you say that you do parts work, were you alluding to the two chair, empty chair, or IFS or something else?
Kind of both. I mean, whenever I'm working with a Gestalt entity, I see it as a part. Sometimes we externalize it with the empty chair or the two chair, and sometimes it's just kind of something happening in the mind's eye.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just say that one of the big differences between Gestalt and IFS is that in Gestalt therapy, we always have attention on the wholeness of the client and really discovering their developing sense of self on any given day. And as you likely know, subpersonalities tend to be pretty persistent over time. I think that's one of the brilliance of the human condition, is that the way that we develop early in life sort of becomes our map, and understanding that same map over time really offers us the key to our own liberation. If we're not like set on having a different map, if we can understand that this is the map that we're using, but it's not who we truly are, it's just a map that we're using, it offers like a tremendous amount of liberation from identification with that map.
That's a really interesting framing. I'm thinking about some of the ways that I'm still developing as a clinician. And I think one major way is that I'm still working on expanding my attention, like expanding what I'm noticing in any given moment. In the beginning, it was really hard for me to step outside of like the relationality of the session to kind of track what's happening on a larger level. But I can see myself developing that capacity. I think as I continue to grow, it'll be easier for me to like keep my awareness on the client's whole system than it is right now.
That's such a good point. Thank you for sharing that. There's this capacity of zooming out that I describe as like a softening around our mind, similar to when we're sitting in meditation. You know, for the new the person who's new to contemplative practice, their mind might seem like it just occupies everything and they can't see beyond their thoughts. And then there's often this moment of this dispersed energy where you open into the infinite and you can see beyond your thought-based reality. And it's very similar in Gestalt therapy as a relational meditation where we're listening to our clients' narratives and the way they make meaning of the world and of themselves. And if we listen from our mind, we stay here in this thought-based reality with our clients. And then there's this moment of zooming out where we open up into the awareness-based knowing and we get access to infinite information and intuitive wisdom and insight.
I'm looking forward to having more access to that.
Yeah. It's an interesting practice. If I could make one suggestion, it would be to just try for a moment in a session to let go of your mind. You had said earlier that you like to go deep, fast. And so since you know that about yourself, and that's part of your map of your awareness, when you see that tendency, you can just let go and see what else is there.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
It's also interesting too, as I repeat that and remember that you had said that, I wonder if in those moments, if you are might be holding a polarity with your client, like your client is staying surfaced and you want to go deep. And if that sort of, if you're sort of embodying that polarity for them.
I think so. I think a lot of the times that is happening.
I think it's just a good awareness to have because if you are able to let go, as I was suggesting before, and find resonance with the shallow, which can be hard, like to meet a client where they're at, especially if you're wondering why they're using their time talking about this thing, you know? But if you can find resonance where they're at, they'll open up into the depths more quickly on their own.
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder. And that's, I think, part of what we'll be talking during the consultation portion today.
The work is so nuanced, isn't it? Just even this little bit of the conversation, it's like there's so many little nuances about our personality and the way that we see and perceive and make meaning and the way that that interacts with the client's nuances and the way they perceive and make meaning. Like that is really where the in-between dimension of the I-Thou creates something different.
Yeah, the in-between is very much on my mind today.
I'm wondering if you're willing, how would you describe transpersonal and Gestalt therapy in your words and from your own heart and orientation? What does it mean to you?
That's a great question and a big question. I guess to speak to Gestalt specifically, I see it as an incredible tool to unearth and work directly with trauma. I feel like that is how it shows up the most in my sessions. From my own personal experience with it, I found it to be transformative in a way that absolutely nothing else was. Like, it was able to get to stuff that was just so deeply buried and held and allow it to release. So that's Gestalt. But I guess transpersonal, my connection to my spirituality is very much about like the wholeness of things and the wholeness of everything on earth and the wholeness of humankind. I think having an awareness of that wholeness helps me as a therapist to connect with my clients.
I felt my whole body relax and open as I listened to you share that, specifically the depth of transformation that's possible with Gestalt therapy. I mean, I feel that so deeply in every part of my being. It's beyond anything really that the mind can conceive, because when clients arrive into the fertile void after going through the full cycle and integrating and, you know, really being in contact with the truth of who they are and discovering who they want to be moving forward, it never ceases to amaze me. It's so, so dynamic and so powerful. And as I say that too, I can really feel how, as a clinician, it's just so life-affirming. I leave sessions feeling more alive and inspired and excited to be doing this work, for having had the honor to do this with clients. And the transpersonal element that you're talking about of really honoring the client's wholeness, honoring their innate spirituality, their innate wisdom, and recognizing that although we are individual and unique, we're also not separate, that we're all interconnected.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to add, like, about the satisfaction of doing this work, even outside of that, like, big fertile void moment, just those, like, micro moments of seeing the release, like, seeing that unburdening. It's so satisfying.
I was also glad to hear you mention how Gestalt is innately trauma informed. I think that student therapists seem to not fully grasp the dynamic nature of how trauma informed Gestalt really is. There's a way in which the somatic based approach of Gestalt is continually honoring a client's own relationship with their body, which is healing in and of itself. That's reparative in a society that does not honor a person's relationship to their body. And so much can open up from that place.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, some of my clients have never been in touch with their bodies before. So it's amazing to see them discovering, like, how emotion shows up physically.
The wisdom of the body, it holds so, so much of the repair that's needed. You know, it's not that we don't also need clarity of mind and insight and understanding and meaning making, but without the body on board, it just reinforces a disconnection.
So many of my clients came to me frustrated with that approach. Like, so many of them have been through, like, cognitive and behavioral type therapies and just felt like this just isn't working. So it's great to be able to present to them, like, there is another way. There's another side to this that you haven't experienced.
I can relate to that. I hear from clients and students and many people over and over again how dissatisfied they are with traditional talk therapy. And at the same time, it can be hard to really grok and understand how Gestalt is different, because we do talk and we also rearrange the therapeutic container to co-create a really dynamic exploration, to be in discovery together.
Yeah, bringing in that experiential side of it in addition to the talking.
Listening to real life clinical examples is a wonderful way to increase awareness of how to approach your work from this powerful modality. To listen to the full episode where my guest and I consult about a challenging case, join us on Patreon. This is intended for educational purposes only, and the content here should not be taken as advice or clinical supervision. Find out more at thespirituallyaligned.com. If you want to learn more about the art of transpersonal counseling, check out the Awakened Therapist Signature Course at thespirituallyaligned.com. This is a go-at-your-own-pace course with non-contact recorded webinars, demos, practices, and PDF handouts where you can learn more about spirituality, consciousness, and subtle energy through the lens of Gestalt therapy. To learn more, check out our trainings at thespirituallyaligned.com and receive your course today sent directly to your inbox.